glad that all of you have asked this evening. Glad to have you here. We're glad to have Father Charles here. If you're not aware of him, he's the chaplain at Geisinger, which is a tremendous job, just walking around Geisinger trying to give communion out and implementing the sacrament. So we thank you for being here tonight, Father. First reading was to the Acts of the Apostles. And one beautiful thing about Easter is that we read from the Acts of the Apostles. When I taught at Lourdes Regional School for 5 years, I made sure that one reading that we would cover in class was the Acts of the Apostles. To see how this church here today was started, how it was built on the stones of Peter and those apostles, and grew and grew and grew. We heard last week in the readings of the Acts of the Apostles that at one time, 3,000 were baptized in one day. And Dr. Gregory and I, Dr. Gregory's in charge of our OCIS program, bringing in Catholics into our church, we were joking. We were joking about Father Mallory. 3,000 people up. And we said, you probably need to get a fire hose and get water to support everybody like this. How do you do 3,000 at one time? But the church was growing. And in today's reading, you saw that it was growing so much that the apostles couldn't do the job that they wanted to do. So they implemented Ben, and Stephen was the first one who we as deacons, and fathers also deacons, we take our ordination back to that time, that we are there to serve. And that's the whole order of the diaconate, is to serve. And it started with those 7 men in the apostles' reading today. And we also know later on was Stephen, who was the first martyr of our church. And today's reading, it's interesting because Jesus is talking to his apostles again. The last couple of weeks I had time to sit back and watch the last season of The Chosen. I just was too busy to get to it. It's called The Last Supper Part. But it shows that Jesus is sitting down with people just like you and me in dialogue. In dialogue. And they were just simple people, fishermen, tax collectors. They weren't high prestigious people. They were basic simple people like you and me. And Jesus sat down and chose them to be his apostles. And in today's reading, we have one of those scenes. I had a debate with my son one time about Chosen. I said, Chosen basically is taking scenes in the Gospels and then bringing dialogue all around them. He kind of argued with me. He said, no, it's the other way around. I said, no. Okay. We don't have all this other dialogue in any readings in the Gospels, in the books, okay? But the points they make is the healing of the blind, whatever. Yes, Jesus did that. You'll find them in the Gospel. But the dialogue is behind that. And today we do actually have dialogue again between Jesus and the apostles. And I love Thomas. My name is Thomas. And it seems like Thomas kept getting his foot in his mouth, didn't he? He had to ask Jesus this time. This was before he said, my Lord and my God, if I don't put my fingers in your side, I won't believe. That was later on. But even here he says, show me the way. Okay? And Thomas says, I don't know the way. Jesus, I've been with you all this time and you guys don't know what I'm talking about. And that's what the scenes in The Chosen. It shows that simple, beautiful dialogue between Jesus and his apostles and the women that were there. It's a wonderful dialogue. And Jesus is trying to explain to something that we today cannot explain, we cannot understand, and that's the Trinity. He keeps saying to them, it's not me. It's the Father through me. I am the Father. And they're going, huh? We don't get it, Jesus. Okay, can we kind of back up a little bit and try to redo this? But listen to the words of Jesus today. The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. And amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I'm going to the Father. So he's saying, the Father is in me. And the message for us tonight is that the Father is also in you. The Father is in you. That's the key. Jesus is in you. And later, the Father celebrates the Mass and consecrates the simple bread, simple wine, the body and blood of Christ. When you come up here, especially, He is in you. And you need to go out into the world showing them that Christ is present. So the message today is Jesus and the Father are one with the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And you are a part in the sense that Jesus is in you. You participate in that. So Jesus is in you, and when you go out into the world to speak for someone else, make sure you're showing other people the image of Christ in you. Make sure you're showing the best part of you. Make sure you're not saying things that Christ would not say. Jesus is in you.